right, what is going on? This is Chris Wilkerson, The Business Side. And today we are sitting down and we are going to be talking about crypto. Really hot today, and Bitcoin and all the other Ether, all the kinds of coins that you could just dip into. I'm not an expert in the space, but we do have somebody here who is by the name of Blaine.
Hey, Chris, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. So, Blaine, you started investing in crypto way back when. Can you just give us a rundown, like, from the beginning, like, when did you start this? How did this whole thing come about? I mean, you have a pretty extensive portfolio now.
Yeah, so I was in high school and I had just got my first job when I was 16. And when I got this job, I needed to set up a direct deposit to my bank account. And I just blew my mind the fact that you had to wait, you know, a couple of business days to get your paycheck. And I was, you know, just venting, complaining about this to a friend in my economics class. And he's like, oh, there's this cool thing called Bitcoin. And I was like, dude, what's Bitcoin? Like, I've never heard of this thing. And he's like, oh, well, pretty much you can get money instantly. And to me, that just sounded like the coolest thing in the world. So, of course, getting money instantly isn't the correct and critical definition of what Bitcoin does and what blockchain is. But I dove deeper into what Bitcoin was and what it could do. And I fell in love, essentially, with the fact that you could send thousands of dollars without a bank relatively instantly, without the cost of a bank or wire transfer or anything like that. So I purchased my first Bitcoin. Oh, it was in the couple hundred dollar range. To be honest, I don't know the exact price. My guess would be $200 or so. And no, I didn't hold them all the way up to 20,000, unfortunately.
Otherwise, we probably wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah, I would not be sitting here talking about Bitcoin if I held all of my Bitcoin I bought. But recently, this last bull run up to about 20 grand was when I first sold a big chunk of my portfolio that I've been holding for quite some time. Obviously, not all of it then. But yeah, so I got big into it, I guess, a couple months ago as far as trading and technical analysis and really fundamentally investing as well as technically investing as good chart setups and such. So yeah, that's really what I do now. I like to stare at charts at my computer all day.
So basically what I got from that is you're in it for the money, not for the kids.
The kids? What do you mean?
You're not in it for the kids? You don't do it for the children?
Oh, no. This is all for me to get rich. No, obviously, a lot of people think cryptocurrency is that get-rich-quick thing. Can you get rich quick? 100%, obviously. I've seen people that have done it. But as far as the technology goes, I really do think that the blockchain and the technology behind it is here to stay. Like I said before, the fact that you can send hundreds, thousands, millions of dollars relatively quickly for a couple of cents, depending on the coin you want to send, is just really mind-blowing stuff. It can really change the world as far as the banking and transactional side of businesses or just literally sending money to pay someone back, like how Venmo is. You got to wait that day or two or pay a quarter to instantly get it. I could send someone a hundredth of a Bitcoin for, you know, a couple $100,
whatever the price is,
for whatever the price is trading it at the time. And then, you know, it shows up in your wallet instantly. So that's something that definitely can be utilized by not only just your everyday average Joe sending money to his friend to pay him back for groceries, or as far as businesses conducting transactions that cost millions of dollars.
So when you go, obviously, so from the normal, I guess, normal American side of things, when you go to purchase a stock, you obviously do a lot of research. But what's the researching like when you go to research for a coin and investing in a coin? So, like, let's talk about other than Bitcoin. Obviously, everybody knows Bitcoin, but just in general, I mean, there's thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of coins out there now. What do you look for when you go to that point?
Yeah, so it's really, honestly, mind-boggling the amount of coins and different kinds of tokens that are available right now. If you can go to coinmarketcap.com and get like screenshots of the highest market cap coins all the way back to 2013, and it would blow your mind the fact that coins that were there that had the fifth highest market cap or sixth highest market cap in 2013 aren't even like relevant nowadays. No one even talks about them.
So the market moves even faster.
Oh yeah, it's to put cryptocurrency market in a term comparing it to the stock market. Essentially, it is a much quicker market cycle. So it exponentially runs up, but it just as quickly exponentially falls. If you look at the Bitcoin chart all the way back, 2012, 2013, you know, it's, you see, all you really see is this big parabolic movement from essentially zero to 20,000. But if you zoom in on it, you can see the little ups and downs up to 1,000, back down to a couple hundred, back up to a couple thousand, back up, and it just fluctuates. But if you compare that to, say, the S&P, the S&P, it takes time. It takes years to run up, and then at the same time, it takes years to correct itself. If you look at Bitcoin, Bitcoin hasn't been around that long, and it's run up to 20,000.
And what's it at right now?
Right now, it just broke through resistance a couple days ago. The 6,800 resistance that had been holding us down for quite some time, I'd say about a month or so, since about the 18th of June. We finally broke through that, and as we're recording this right now, I want to say we're at the low 7,000s, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah. So when you're looking at the individual coin itself, like, you've obviously had some really good runs where you've done well with a coin. What made those different to you that stood out? Maybe give us an example of one of those, like, where maybe somebody out there can understand it a little better, to where if they want to go invest, they know what you looked at. What did you look at when you saw that one?
Gotcha.
Maybe give an example of one.
Yeah. So when you look at all these cryptocurrencies, ICOs, private sales, all that good stuff, the biggest thing I look for is a real use case. Is this coin going to solve an actual problem? Or is it just sort of, we're going to make this ICO because blockchain's hot right now and because we can raise a lot of money and just slap a coin to it? Probably one of the more successful tokens that I've bought was, it's now called NEO, which is somewhat of an Ethereum-based platform. People like to call it the Ethereum of China. I purchased it before it was rebranded into NEO as Ant shares for a couple bucks a piece. And I didn't have a lot of capital back then to invest. So I bought a couple hundred shares of ANS. And then I looked into it to see if that had a real world use case. And essentially it was the Ethereum of China. So it's a smart contract protocol, somewhat similar to Ethereum, but we're going to allow the Chinese market to launch other coins off of it. So when I was reading the white paper, looking into it, that seemed something that could provide value and solution to, you know, a problem. So I invested in it. A lot of these coins now will vaguely state, you know, we just want to get mass adopted. Okay, great. Well, what problem are you solving? You're not really solving an issue.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, because we were looking at a few coins earlier, and that was one of the issues. The coins that we looked at was like, they really didn't have a set plan. It was just like, well, somebody wants to take us. Like, we want somebody to take us.
Exactly, yeah. And a large percentage of these coins or tokens out on the market today don't have a real use case, and two, don't even have a working product.
That's all based on belief.
It's
right?
Yeah. So a good comparison of the crypto market as a whole, it would be buying a share of Apple or Amazon before, you know, Apple came out with the iPhone, or before Amazon had its, you know, huge distribution system. You're buying into the fact that Apple's saying that, you know, in the next couple of years, we're going to have this thing called the iPhone, where you can do more than just send SMS messages and call someone. You can access the internet through Wi-Fi, much like your computer can, and send emails, have apps, the whole nine yards. That's essentially what the crypto space is now. You're buying into the belief and the hope and the idea that what these companies are promising will actually come true. And to be quite honest, a lot of these coins are trying to solve the same thing. So my guess, within the next couple of years, a lot of these coins that are in the top market caps now are going to be completely obsolete, just like how it was back in 2013, 2014. A lot of the coins there are completely obsolete now and have been run off by better and other projects.
I was going to say, is that because they get run off, or is that because a lot of them combine into one?
There's some that partner up and, you know, coin X solves problem A and coin Y solves problem A, but just a little bit better. But there's differences. So to combine, they can, you know, solve the problem even more efficiently. There has been a couple coins that have done that. But that's a very small majority. Most of them will more than likely just get beaten out by better technology, better ideas, better team, better advisory board, better community following, stuff like that.
Okay, so we were talking about right there, but I'm not an expert in crypto, like I said. I've understood the market very well and to a certain extent, especially with you. But you mentioned smart contracts. You want to touch on what a smart contract is just a little more?
Yeah, so essentially what a smart contract is it's a promise that only gets fulfilled pending the agreement is completed. So it's like going to get your car washed, but you sign a smart contract saying, I'll pay $20 for this car wash once my car's washed.
Instead of like how you actually pay.
Yeah, instead of going through and paying $20 beforehand and then hoping that your car is clean, mm-hmm. you say, I'll give you $20, execute this smart contract by saying, if my car is clean, then $20 will be automatically removed from my wallet to your wallet. So that's essentially what a smart contract is. And with that, Ethereum is a great coin because it allows other tokens to be built off of it using the smart contract idea. So there's a lot of different coins that have a similar idea and problem that can be fixed with the smart contract. Like, for example, if every single car wash was built off of an Ethereum platform, you would never have a customer be angry that his car wasn't clean because he wouldn't pay for the car wash right. if it wasn't up to standard right. of it needing to be that necessary cleanliness.
And so you're talking about being able to build coins off of Ethereum, correct?
Yes.
Can you do that off of Bitcoin? What is that process? What is that as far as speaking to building off of Ethereum? What is that?
So you can have forks. So there's, if you search Bitcoin, there's like, I can't even tell you, there's Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin Private, Bitcoin Diamond. To be quite honest, those are just developers trying to confuse newcomers into the crypto sphere to see, oh, well, Bitcoin's worth $7,000 right now. Well, you got this thing called Bitcoin Cash over here. That's only 700. So if Bitcoin Cash is going to get to the equivalency of Bitcoin, oh, well, then that's an easy 10x return off my investment, which is completely false. If any of you have followed cryptocurrency for quite any time now, you've probably heard of Bitcoin Cash as it's on Coinbase. The leader of Bitcoin Cash, Roger Ver, is actually he tries to trick people by making them think that it's actually Bitcoin when it's not. So he owns the website Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, I remember when that first kind of portrayed out, and I remember that whole thing kind of the skewed vision as to what Bitcoin Cash actually was.
Yeah, a lot of people think, oh, well, there's Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Sort of the same thing, right? Bitcoin Cash is cheaper.
Absolutely not. Right.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. Yeah, it's just most coins that have the name Bitcoin in it, other than purely Bitcoin, is more than likely a scam to try to confuse investors, really. Don't get me wrong, there are some coins that have Bitcoin in it, like Bitcoin Green is a great masternode token, which is great, but there are some other ones that, like Z Classic rebranded into Bitcoin Private, and that was, it ran it up from like $3 all the way up to 100, but if you look at the price of it now, it's not nearly where it was before. I want to say it's at, if anything, $20, to be quite honest. I haven't looked at the price of it in a while.
Yeah, so that's a lot of information. Me and you have kind of started taking this space by the reins right now, and I think that's a conversation for another day as to what we're going into there. But like I said, so you can actually follow Blaine on Twitter. What's your at on Twitter?
At B Van Buskirk 1. I know it's a mouthful. It's BVAN, B as in boy, USKIRK, and then the number 1.
And so you'd be able to find everybody. You'll be there on Twitter. You're active. You'll always reply. Everybody give him a follow and a shout. Like I said, we'll talk a little bit more about this in the coming weeks and stuff like that. We have plenty of things that we can talk about in this space with it. I mean, fast paced, very movement. I mean,
never a day off.
I mean, the market doesn't close, right?
Yeah.
The market does not close.
It never closes. So if you ever bored, wake up at 3 a.m. and you want to look at stocks or not stocks, look at some charts, just pull up TradingView, pull up the Bitcoin chart, and you will never be bored.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, man. I appreciate you stepping in on this one. Like I said, you'll hear more from Blaine here in a few weeks. I'm sure he'll be around plenty. But that is it for today, and we will catch you guys next time on the business side.
All right, thanks for having me.